What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 38, semester wrap-up for Wednesday, December 12th, 2012. I am, of course, your host, your favorite person to listen to, Jeremy Jackson. With me today, we're trying a little different setup, so we're going to go ahead and start with the first person to my right. Monica is going to be on Twitter. She's going to be monitoring Twitter on my phone, so if anybody responds that way. And then right here doing the Ustream, we have...
Susie. Leslie.
Lorena.
Karen.
Kaylin.
Priscilla.
All right, so Leslie is actually going to be in charge of the soundboard today, so if somebody's really loud, like Karen was pretty loud. Did Karen sound pretty loud to y'all?
Yeah.
So Karen is Mike.
I think she just screamed on purpose.
Three, four.
I didn't
Should be five.
Talk, Karen.
Hello?
No, it should be on the other board. She should be the first person on the... Yeah.
Talk.
So turn it down just a little bit.
Hello?
There?
Okay.
Sure.
All right, so we're good there. All right, so the key episode, or the key of this is to help the students learn some of the different things. We're, like I said, we're trying a different setup. I'm at a different spot. We have four cameras up and working, I believe, and hopefully it's not crashing. let me see. You don't have to. All right. So if the sound's a little choppy, then... I'm sorry, I said we're trying something new. So, all right, we're going to start off something that's easy for you guys. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Favorite Christmas movie. I'll start it off. So it gives you a second to think. But my favorite, like just pure, fun, simple Christmas movie is Elf, without a doubt. So Elf is just a lot of fun to watch. But we have some others that we watch as part of like a tradition, like on certain nights or doing certain things. So, but I think Elf would have to take the top of the list. All right, so my co-host...
Me or Susie?
You're the co-host. Susie only responds if there's something on the social stream that needs to be said.
Okay. Well, I would have to say The Grinch.
The Grinch? Is it like the new one?
There's a new one?
The new cartoon one where...
No, I don't like the cartoon one. I like the one where it looks like...
Or is Jim Carrey
real.
Acting it out? Isn't Jim Carrey the Grinch?
The one that stole Christmas. I don't know.
Yes, it's always The Grinch that stole Christmas.
Okay,
but
that one. That's the movie I like.
All right, Grinch.
I think my favorite is Home Alone.
Oh, oh my god, I was going to say that.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, the Christmas one.
That's a classic. All right. Karen, you too?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of it. What's it about? It comes on Disney Channel, and it's where their uncle or whatever, like Santa Claus, like knocks out, he falls or something, and then they steal his thing, and they go, supposedly they're going to be dropping off Christmas gifts, but they don't. He's really stealing things from people's house. Don't know which one it is?
No.
Yeah, I do.
It's not Santa Claus.
Kaylin, it sounds like you're set up for a life of trouble.
No, it is a it is a movie.
I don't know.
What I'm saying is your favorite movie is where they're stealing stuff.
No, it's Santa. Like, no, they end up giving them all their gifts back.
Because they get arrested,
like the one,
or what?
No, they don't get arrested. He doesn't get caught.
Okay.
And then I like the one where his hair is like white. The dude? The crazy dude?
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus' hair is white?
No, not Santa Claus. The one that wants to be Santa Claus. And then like, it's the same. No, it's not the same movie. I don't know. They all come on. All the ones that come on Disney Channel.
Okay. Disney Channel movies. There you go. All right, Priscilla, what you got?
Home Alone too.
Home Alone also? Right, so there you go. You should be able to hear. Make sure you're... That one's a little harder because it doesn't lean forward. All right, anybody else? Crystal, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Think about it. Daisy? The Grinch? Monica? What? Nightmare Before Christmas?
I think that's a Christmas movie.
Yeah,
it's both.
It's Nightmare Before Christmas, so we'll go ahead and call it a Christmas movie, but it does like focus on like Halloween too, so.
Weren't we talking about this yesterday, Hafsa?
Mm-hmm. Susie, did you answer?
Santa Pups.
Yeah. Which one?
Santa Pups.
Oh, Buddies.
Santa. Buddies?
No. Yeah, it's Santa Buddies.
But there's two.
Oh.
All right, so one with the dogs, yes. Crystal. Going to go with the Grinch. All right. All right, so I don't know if you can hear it. I think I can hear it in my background. so. Hang on. What are you wanting? You don't know where it is? Oh, that's fine. Okay. All right, so probably one of the bigger Texans fans isn't here today. She's quite vocal about being a Texans fan, Claudia. So we were going to talk quickly about the Texans. Hopefully, I was hoping to include a good report about beating the Patriots, but you know, we did win like, what, 6 in a row after losing to Green Bay? So maybe it's one of those things we get like to a peak and we need to get knocked back down.
And
so
then
maybe
we come back up.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
Now that they lost another one, they'll probably be like, oh, crap, come on, guys. Now we gotta win.
So that's what I'm thinking.
And plus, a lot of people were talking bad about them for that game. They said, oh, they're going to lose to the Patriots. They're going to lose. So that probably affected it also. Well, actually, what affected it was that they got their first touchdown, the Patriots did, and then after that, it went downhill over and over.
I think the biggest thing was that interception in the end zone, because instead of giving us,
oh my goodness,
instead of making it 7-7, it made it 7-14.
Mm-hmm.
So just like that, boom, we're down 14 points to one of the best quarterbacks in the league. It's not happening. So anyways, in case you're living in a hole and you don't know about the Texans.
Like me?
They are now 11-2. They have lost to Green Bay and lost to New England.
I don't know what that is. I'm just going to
hopefully they'll win out the year, have a first round bye and a home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So, anyways, we're proud of the Texans. Love the Texans here, especially since we're in Houston. Anybody else any good comments about Texans?
We're awesome. I don't care what anyone else says.
Hopefully, at some point, we can get the athletic trainer rolling. He's a Hispanic guy with bald head. If you watch the games, you'll see him. You know, he'll be there with dealing with injuries, or he'll be given water. You know, it's part of what we do. So look for Roland Ramirez. He's on the sidelines there.
We're trying to get him?
Yeah, he gave me his business card when I was at a convention, and so I'm going to, hopefully, it won't be until
like
after February. Yeah, hopefully it won't be until after February, because hopefully the Texans are playing until February.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Super Bowl. Hopefully. So, we'll see you from there. All right, real quick. Greater Houston Athletic Trainer Society has a student trainer workshop that they're putting on January 12th. At least half of these kids should be going, because all of our student trainers are supposed to go. And so that's a pretty big deal. I think I've talked about it before, where we have somewhere between like 1,000 and 2,000 high school students on a Saturday come up to a school and they learn stuff and they get to meet other people and see all these different aspects of athletic training that they might not otherwise see. So if you want more information about that, ghats.org, which I am just also conveniently the webmaster. So if there's a problem with the website, you can email me. It's a website at ghads.org, and then I can fix that. And then on the same note, hopefully, GHADS will be sponsoring CEU events for listening to the podcast. So we'll, you know, get a whole bunch of people listening in and commenting and adding to the show. And then we'll improve the show, and then you can get some CEUs just for being a member of GHADS. But that's still in the works. We're still getting all the details straight for that, so look for that to be coming in the near future. Of course, I think the only person still listening live is there one viewer? Is my beautiful wife. But anytime you want to, if you're listening live, you can comment in the social stream on Ustream or on todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast. There's links for both of those on our website. All right, so this far in the semester, we've covered quite a few things. And I want to kind of get you guys to give me some feedback to what you've thought of the course so far. It's not the same as the course I taught last year. It's the same course, but I've changed it up responding to the feedback that I got last year from students. So just as a refresher, here's what we've covered is team building. We've done first aid, CPR, AED, and we've gone over and over and over that. Field setup and maintenance, so you guys know how the fields are set up, how we take care of the water, how we take down the water, how we prepare for all that. We've seen all the training rooms. We've looked at the athletic trainer website, the training room management, bones, joints, anatomical terms, movements, planes, directions, the sports medicine broadcast, and we've recently done quite a bit of stuff on the foot. We're still going to be working on that. My students are actually going to be teaching a lesson on the foot, right? Each of them is going to have about 4 minutes, 6 minutes worth of a lesson to prepare to present on either Friday or Monday, and then So that's more or less what we've gone over so far this semester, and I'm sure we'll go over more as we come. So, Leslie being her first time in the co-host, Leslie, you ready? You following along?
Yes.
Go down. All right, so since you are the co-host and this is your question here, you kind of have to pick somebody to start. So ask your question and say, we're going to start this question with so-and-so. What do you think, so-and-so?
Okay. We're going to start this question with Karen. Why are you interested in sports medicine? Be honest.
I don't know.
That's it? That's all you got?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
so as a co-host, you got to be able to fill that spot. You can be like, all right, well, you know, are you interested in something in the future with it? Is it just something you decided you want to do in high school, or?
Are you interested in it because of the future? Like, do you think you're going to need it or need to know stuff about sports medicine?
I think because I want to be a nurse, so.
And there you go. That's why you want to be in sports medicine.
There you go. See, that would be excellent. It's a field related to what I'm interested in doing with the rest of my life.
You know.
That's a great answer, Karen. Thanks for sharing.
Sure.
All right, so who are we going to next?
I thought that was your turn.
We all are answering that question.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll actually ask you too, okay. Leslie. And so
I go?
Yes, you go next.
And so Daisy, Crystal, Monica, you will be called on to answer some of these questions, so be ready.
I'm interested in sports medicine because, well, I want to be a nurse when I grow up. Well, I don't know if I want to be a nurse yet, but I'm pretty sure I want to.
Did you?
I'm serious, man.
Did you it's just take this class to get out of PE?
No, I had to get out of PE.
You had to?
Yeah, because I wasn't in volleyball anymore. But it's because I like sports too, though. And, like, yeah. I was thinking if I'm not a nurse, then I want to do something with athletic training. And I want to be a trainer next year. Because this year I came in too late to do it. I think I did.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Well, we can discuss all those things later as they come. So, very cool.
Priscilla, why are you interested in sports medicine?
I was interested mainly on the CPR. And also because I want to be a nurse later on.
I think they're all just trying to copy me and Karen.
No, not really.
It's me. I said first.
There's a lot of people want to be a nurse. Maybe we're going to have to get a nurse to come in and kind of talk to y'all about what.
Shall. Yeah.
Can we be in HOSA?
Yeah, Anna, she's a senior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's the president of HOSA. Michelle's in HOSA. A couple other people.
But I want to be in it, but I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Well, HOSA is the after-school program.
Mm-hmm. But there's also a class.
Health Science Technology is the in-school class. Mm-hmm. And so if you're applying for it as a junior, you're kind of far behind because I think you have to be in it 1 year before you can ever take the – you have to take the intro to Health Science Technology or something like that. And then the next year you can apply for one of the co-op or the ones where you go to clinicals or something like that.
I want to go to that.
So something along those lines, but – here at Pasadena, Ms. McWoodson would be the best person to talk to and get.
Who's that?
She's the health science technology teacher.
Where's she at?
Should be in the career technology side of the building over where Woodshop and all that
or
stuff.
Or couldn't we just talk to the counselor?
It would be best to talk to Ms. McWoodson since she's the one then directly in charge of that and you have to apply to be in it.
Okay.
So.
That's too much work.
So you're not going to be a nurse, and you're probably not going to be a trainer.
I am going to be a nurse. I just, gosh.
Let's go find her.
Well, honestly, in the beginning, I only joined athletic training so I can be with my cousin, Crystal. But now that I take the class of sports medicine, I'm really interested. And it feels, like, really good that knowing you can help somebody. And, like, knowing my mom is a nurse assistant, she always explained how her job was, and I always said I never liked it. And she would always say, like, she likes it because she helps other people. But I always said I wouldn't like it, but now I know how she feels. Like, knowing you can help someone.
Nice.
Thank you for sharing.
Well said. Well said. All right, Leslie, what you got?
What I got?
Yeah, for what? Why are you interested in sports medicine?
Well, at first, I think I did it because my friends, we all, like, I guess we all kind of got into the same thing. But then we ended up not being in the same class. And some of them got out of it. But I like it. And, yeah. That's about it.
Don't you plan to do something beyond high school with medicine?
Yes, I want to be a doctor.
Oh, okay. So maybe this is a good introduction to a future career for you.
Maybe.
Okay. All right, Daisy, let's see what you got for this one.
I joined because I want to be in the medical field. I don't know what.
Scoot up.
I don't know what I want to be. Maybe a doctor or something. I don't know. I just want to be in the medical field, so that's why I joined this class.
All right, so you're interested in the medicine field. This is a great opportunity to get an introduction to what we do, and especially here now that we do the podcast, because you'll meet physical therapists, doctors, and hopefully a nurse. I'll have to do that, you know, registered dietitians, all sorts of people associated with the medical field because of this class. So it's a pretty good introduction. So you two will ask next time on the next question. All right, so thinking of what we've taught so far, I already talked about that, but what have you learned? Like, what have you really gotten out of this class so far? Because I know, honestly, there's some things you just don't remember, or you forgot, or they kind of went in one ear and out the other. some of you didn't even go in one ear, but what are some of the things that you have learned so far? And I think I'm gonna start with Leslie on this one, and we're gonna just go around the horn, and then Crystal, I'm gonna have you jump in that chair there. Sorry, starting with Leslie.
How to perform CPR.
All right, CPR.
Yes.
Kay. Crystal.
Oh, may you repeat the question?
All right, so what have you learned so far this year in sports medicine? I know you're also an athletic trainer, so like really in the sports medicine course, what have you learned so far?
I learned how injuries work and how you can like help cure them, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like what I'm really looking at, because I'm always in the training room when they're doing their exercises, so it like interests me.
All right, so rehab stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, I've learned like also CPR, because like I'm interested in that, because like it's interesting how like you can save someone by like, you know, helping them or whatever whenever they're choking, and so yeah, that's what I've gotten.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
I would say CPR too.
Kaylin?
Nothing. No, I'm just kidding. CPR, and whenever someone's choking, the little Heimlich,
yeah,
I think you call it that.
It's all part of the CPR stuff, yeah.
And your phalanges. Yeah. I
remember
those ones. And the paleta.
Paleta.
Paletta, whatever it's
patella.
Called.
Patella.
Patella. I remember that. Patella. And the only reason I really remember that is because I have a bad knee, but.
Or
it's
is
good
it
enough.
Because y'all said paletta instead?
No, it's really because I have a bad knee.
Okay.
I always think it's cool to learn about knees. Like, the knee is what I'm fascinated with.
What is it? What is it? What is the patella?
Your kneecap.
Good job. Good job.
What if I would have been wrong? I would be like, the side of your knee.
All right, Priscilla.
You know.
What we're doing right now about the toes, the ingrown.
About all the conditions of the feet.
So disgusting. Yeah. Grody. I could not be a person who does toenails. Like, I could do your nails, but not your feet. That is gross.
That's why you put some gloves on.
That is still. No, they do not put gloves on.
Some of them do.
Some
what
of most
yeah.
do not.
What
most
have,
don't.
What if they have like some crusty feet, like ingrown toenails?
Like my mom does hair, and like whenever you go to cosmetology school, you have to learn how to do makeup, eyebrows, nails,
everything.
And the only thing my mom was really interested was in hair, but whenever she went to school for it, every time someone would come in to get their, because, like, you can go in and it's, like, cheaper because it's a school, you know. If they mess up, then, well, they mess up and you're just screwed. But, but whenever someone would come in to get their toes done, my mom would, like, run to the back and be like, oh, that's not me. Somebody else can do that. It was funny. But, yeah.
All right, so recently we just made a poster, like a giant poster. It was quite a bit bigger than I thought it was, so we couldn't even hang it in the hallway. We had to put it in the gym foyer. And it had all these different conditions, common injuries of the foot or conditions of the foot. And it had a description and then a QR code that would take them to a picture and a website. So that was pretty cool. Did any of y'all happen to scan those as you were walking through the gym?
No.
No, I just scanned it to check which one was mine. That's it.
All right. So maybe, since we had a game here last night, maybe somebody scanned one. I don't have any way of tracking that, but I don't know. Mr. Byron was quite impressed. He saw it out there, and he mentioned it to me without me even saying anything. So,
what did he say?
He said, I saw that big old poster y'all got out there. That was really cool.
Oh. It was hard to put up.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I almost fell off the ladder. It was horrible. I stepped on the step that says danger.
We were trying to learn a little bit more of, you know, how to take care of injuries.
Yeah.
So you wanted me to fall?
Yeah, I was trying to set you up. I was trying to set up the rest of us to learn.
Y'all didn't tell me. I would have, like...
No, we said fall, not have a seizure. We said fall.
I never said I was going to have a seizure.
Well, it's because that little...
You did. Well, that's what it's going to sound like if I fall. It's going to be like... Boom.
Oh, boom.
Like your sound effects.
All right, so Leslie's still learning.
It's because I'm supposed to do the red, right?
Yes, and that's you.
What have you really not liked that we have done so far?
So, all right, Leslie. So here's the thing. You gotta read the question beforehand, and you gotta kind of be able to put it in your own words. Say, all right. So Daisy, tell me what you don't like instead of okay. What have you really not liked that we have done so far?
Okay.
Right.
Okay,
so
you gotta be
ready. Know what's coming up. Okay. Have an idea of where we're going.
So Daisy, what don't you like that we've learned?
If there's something you don't, I mean, you're not going to offend me.
Yeah.
The reason I really want to do this is so I can learn, so I can improve
the way
teach
of teaching
guys.
Us. Yeah, so. You see, yeah. Okay.
And then also if somebody else that teaches sports medicine listens to this, then they can say, all right, well, kids don't really like this, or maybe they just don't like the way Jackson teaches it. But so don't worry. I mean, if you're rude and a jerk, then I might be mad. But if you just say, you know, I didn't really like that, then say it.
I just don't like.
I like everything.
Yeah, I do.
That's fine. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I like that one.
There she goes. She likes everything. Okay, Karen.
I would say when we would have to take those tests about the bones.
Oh, gosh. So she doesn't like to memorize the bones.
That's about the bones. What part did you not like?
The test.
The test
walking
part.
Around?
No, the Is test part.
The test on the part?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy learning about it?
Yeah.
Just not testing?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, sometimes in life you just don't like anything. No, I'm just kidding. No, I like. No, the only thing I didn't like. Oh.
Well, the things
don't
I
think
didn't
about
like.
It too hard.
Is that a blonde joke? Okay, no. Seriously, you guys. I don't think I like those coloring sheets you always make us do. Ugh. I don't like them because sometimes I just don't read them. Sometimes I just color them, and then I just just colored. And that's all I did was color. I didn't even learn sometimes. Well, that's just me, though. I don't pay attention to every little thing on the paper like I should probably. But last time I did with the feet. Sometimes.
You like feet?
Sometimes.
No, I just like I think it was cool that they were called phalanges.
So how could I...
improve.
You could do like
improve that because I mean I could test
make
you
it
over
bigger
the color
and
oh,
not
yes.
No, don't do that. But like it's because like you know how you have so much on one paper, it's so hard for maybe it's because I'm blonde. I don't really know, but
blonde.
It's like I really am just like whoa, I'm like overwhelmed. Like you have too much. Like I think you should make them bigger, like a picture bigger, and then like
divide
saying
it.
What
like
it
like
is, and
summary.
Like separate them a lot.
Alright, so what we use is the anatomy coloring book, and it's actually a book that I use in college.
Exactly.
It's a newer, clean copy of the one that I use in college, And so the anatomy that I learned for college is the same thing that I'm trying to teach you guys, because if you take anatomy, this will be very beneficial. And if you go on to anything related to medicine, you're going to have to learn, take anatomy in college. So that's the reason I use that. But if it's something that's too distracting for everybody, or then I can maybe look and change that. But if it's just for you, then you're just going to have to man up.
Well, I think you should just make the pictures bigger. Like,
and it's easier to color, too.
Not that I can't see them, just...
Like, oh my god, like, what's anatomy?
It is the structure of the body.
Anatomy.
So it includes like your skeleton, your organs, that kind of stuff.
You can take that when you're a senior.
I can like walk up to somebody.
You can take it when you're a junior.
I can walk up to somebody and tell them I know their anatomy.
No.
You can. It's a little creepy.
Really creepy, not
okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
They'll probably walk away from you.
Priscilla, what don't you like that we've learned?
I like learning about the bones, but there's too many to remember. Like, honestly, I don't even remember, like, half of them by now.
Well, that we can't change.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, we haven't really gone over half of them. We've gone over the foot in detail. And we've gone over
no,
general
but, like,
skeleton.
Whenever we're doing thingy, the video. See, I don't like doing videos. That is so embarrassing.
Oh, and you're creating.
Yeah,
the video.
That thing.
That's bunches
but
of fun.
But it's good for you because you're having to
I
teach
like
it
those.
And say it
I
over
don't
and
like
over.
Me too.
I remember.
Those are bunches of fun, you know.
Hands-on stuff.
Bunches so of fun
is good
since you like to
no,
be in
well
the front
I mean
of
this
the
is
camera.
This that's why we're asking each student or giving you know most of y'all an opportunity to answer. So some of you don't like some things. Some of you love to color. Kaylin doesn't. Some of you like making videos. Some of you don't. So it's okay. That's why we mix it up and try to reach everybody's learning style.
So Leslie, what don't you like that we've done?
I don't like.
Oh.
I don't like learning the.
Anything.
The anything. No, yeah, of course I love learning.
Okay.
Oh.
But I think I gotta go with the tests too. I don't like taking those. I just really. Oh, and I don't like essays. I don't like writing essays.
Obviously we don't.
Obviously, yeah, nobody likes them because nobody
that
did
was mine.
Oh really? Well, at least not that
four
long.
Pages.
And then out of an article that didn't even interest me.
It.
No, maybe I would have done it if the article interested
it
me. Like
was
if
it,
yeah.
I didn't remember anything. I literally read it two times whenever we were here, and I didn't remember nothing.
Nothing.
All right,
so I was absent for like 2 days, and that's why I gave him an article to review. And I even gave him questions, set up questions that they just had to answer those questions, kind of thing.
Questions.
And put it in an essay. On that paper, there was at least four questions.
There was?
It should have been an interesting article, I think.
I think it would have been better if you would have read it to us and explained it to us. And you know.
Well, he
didn't want to write about it.
He was absent.
Well, yeah, but.
He could have read it.
Sometimes in life, you're not going to be here.
A video would have been much better. I would have paid attention, and I would have actually learned something.
Well, if you're getting ready to go on past high school.
Then I'm not ready. I'm
still
on that
read it to you
thing.
In college.
She's only a freshman.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
okay.
only a freshman.
What
see, we don't
say?
Do that all the time, so. That's okay. I understand. I mean, again, this is your opportunity to answer. All right, let's see what Monica's got. Monica, you can step up to any microphone.
I like everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
All right.
She's got that look like, no, I don't, but it's okay. It sounds good.
But I really don't like a lot of things. But I don't like videos. I don't like coloring.
You just said you like everything, and then now you're saying you don't like.
We haven't done anything with food, that's why.
Yeah. I think we should, like, how the teacher took that
one.
I
something, I remember where this goes, and I'm like, oh, the Rice Krispie goes right there, or something like that.
Exactly.
No, because you're going to make it.
And then you're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Like, the heart, I think we should really do that. With the Twizzlers and the Rice Krispies.
Oh,
I like
Twizzlers.
Oh,
yeah. We
yeah,
didn't
guys.
I totally
Who
forgot.
Who brought sodas?
Somebody remind me.
Yeah, brought them.
Well, we need to all bring some stuff.
We'll discuss that at a different time.
Okay.
So, we plan to use food, so hopefully we'll do that, but... Alright, so you don't really enjoy doing videos or coloring?
Or tests.
Or anything, unless it
well,
involves food.
I understand. If you guys don't like tests, that's just... You're going to have to suck it up. we have to do tests and quizzes of some sort, because it's... I have to know that you know this stuff, and I have to be able to show that stuff, so... I can try and change the way we do the test.
Yes.
But still, if I'm preparing you for everything else, then you're going to have to take a multiple choice test in college. So.
Who's doing that with their mouth? It's really loud.
I think that was you, Leslie.
That was not me. Why would I be asking? I think it was Caitlin.
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. You're
okay.
Crazy.
All right, moving on from there. All right, so we talked about what you don't like, right?
Yes.
Single favorite thing. What's your single favorite thing we've done so far this semester? Sports medicine. One single event. Not like I like this and I like this and I like this. Just your single favorite thing that you've done so far. Sports medicine, starting with Suzette. All right, Suzette, make sure you lean in close. You should be able to hear yourself. Single favorite thing you've done so far. I think my favorite thing.
Splinting.
Any particular reasons?
No.
See, it's all about it. I got to train you. All right, so splinting was pretty cool. It was a fun lab. All right, now we're going to go over here to Priscilla.
The poster that we're working on, yesterday, when was it? On Monday?
The conditions or the foot anatomy one?
The foot
anatomy?
Yeah.
All right, so that was pretty cool.
It was really tall and big and colorful.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Alright, so Karen, be ready. Daisy, be ready.
Whenever we helped people, whenever they were choking.
Alright, so learning the back wheels, abdominal thrust.
CPR.
Alright, Karen.
I would say when we would do the team posters, the big chocolate we did.
Alright, so when you're doing your team building, getting to know you kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Alright, very cool.
Daisy.
Yeah. I think whenever we got into teams, did stuff, yeah, what you said.
All right, so kind of on that note, we had a snowball fight, which is where you take like a piece of paper with some questions on it, and then you kind of throw that back and forth until you play a couple different games with that. And so my wife, I don't know if I mentioned that to her or if she just came up with the idea. We had a whole bunch of paper at the house, so we crumpled them all up, and now we have a whole diaper box full of snowballs that Jonah loves to dump out, and we'll throw them at each other, the dog, or he'll dump them out on the floor and stomp on them. Snowball.
So, but they're paper.
Yes, I know, but we live in Houston. You see snowballs once every 8 years.
So we're not having snow this year?
Let me check my pocket. Nope, okay. There's no snow.
Okay.
So you have no idea. It could snow. But
maybe.
So on that same note, that was team building, and it was just a funny story.
Yes.
So, all right, take it away, Lodi.
Do y'all remember in the beginning of the school year when we were trying to learn each other's names? We would throw the green balls around.
Oh yeah.
And we had to say the names all over again.
That was my favorite.
I wasn't here then.
We should try that again.
We should. It was really fun,
especially when somebody missed it, and then we would mess all up.
And since we don't know everybody's name.
All right, so I'm sure most people, if you're a teacher and you happen to listen to this one, basically each person says, you can come up with a nickname or something. The way we did it was first initial and then your first three letters of your last name. So I was J. Jack.
Elcon.
Yeah, and so I would say Elcon, I'd throw it to Leslie, and then she would say K-per for Karen, and then throw it to her. And then after we got through a couple of rounds there, then we'd add in a second ball, and then a third ball, and then a fourth ball, and keep going until it's just craziness. So
the fourth ball is still over there, and I'm not gonna get it.
All right, Monica, do you have anything? All right, Leslie.
I liked having to go and fill up the what is it, the ice chest and all that, getting everything ready for the game.
Practice preparation.
I like that one too.
I like filling everything up with ice and water.
Alright, so getting a little bit of real life experience of what the daily life of an athletic trainer is.
Yes.
Alright.
That was interesting.
Trust me, after a while, you're not gonna like it.
Well, it's only like 12 every weeks day. That they have to do it.
Only.
That's it. It's not like you have to do it every day of the year or even every week of the year. You only do it for during football season.
And spring football.
Yeah, we'll do it again in spring football too. So.
Oh, when's that? Spring? When's spring. That?
May.
I don't know.
After, yeah. It's usually in May, like 3 weeks in May, 4 weeks in May, something like that.
Okay. Fun. Have fun. Bunches of fun.
All right, Susie, you already answered.
Yeah.
Monica. Got anything yet? Your single favorite item.
Thing.
Thing that you've learned.
I liked when we learned about the bones, because I actually learned it. Like really good.
All right, very cool. Learn about the skeleton in general, or more specifically, like the foot? Skeleton in general? All right. You guys get out of here in like 10 minutes. So
that
we're going to have to.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa, we started a little late, and then let's see. When you're having a good conversation, see how that works? Yeah. It's not like you're like, oh, let me just read the questions, but just having a conversation. So everything goes smoother and faster. So, all right. So my co-host, you got the next question. You ready?
Yes. I pick anybody, right?
Yeah. You can put it in your own words and ask anybody.
Priscilla, what do you want to learn before this year's over?
I really don't know.
By that, I think what we mean is before the end of next semester. So, but before you finish sports medicine one.
Oh,
wait,
cause
what?
Because next week we finish this semester.
So the next semester is sports medicine two that we're going to learn?
No, next semester is still sports medicine one. This is, say, sports medicine one A. Next semester is sports medicine one B.
Oh,
there's two parts.
Is it sports semester two here? No?
There's sports medicine too, but to be in sports medicine too here at
you have
Pasadena
to be a
school,
trainer.
You have to be an athletic trainer.
Oh, so we can't take this class next year?
No.
But
you can't take this one because you'll be taking the same class.
But what if I want to be a trainer? You won't put me in sports medicine
if
too?
If you were wanting to be an athletic trainer, you would be in the athletic trainer period next year.
Which is? What period?
And then it would be fourth or seventh, depending on where we put you and fit in your schedule. And then we could put you in sports medicine too, and then... So you guys that are freshmen, you would take sports medicine one for a year, athletic training for a year, sports medicine two for a year, and then athletic training for a year. So when you come in as a sophomore, junior, something like that, then we have to adjust it as we can depending on your class load and size and stuff like that. So
awesome.
All right, so did anybody answer your question, Leslie?
No.
You'll be in the next year.
You got in because you got into this class, Crystal, before you even became an athletic trainer.
You'll be in it next year.
No, we don't put people into the period unless they're athletic trainers. So you would have had to been an athletic trainer already. That's why nobody in there is brand new, except for Claudia, and that's because she's in the early college high school thing, and that's just the only way that it would work for her.
So then, like, what class would we get next year?
So most likely, if you are in the athletic period, you'd be in fourth period, athletics.
Wait, athletic training or sports medicine?
Athletic training. So.
Priscilla?
I don't know.
What is there to learn?
I don't know. You tell me.
So what is something that you hope to learn about in sports medicine? Anything?
That's a tough question,
really.
Not knowing what there is.
Well, I mean, you kind of have an idea. We've learned about some of the bones, learned about the foot and some of the muscles and conditions. So you know that we're going to start at the foot and kind of work our way up through ankle, leg, knee, hip, back, shoulder, elbow, hand, wrist, head. So we're going to kind of work through those things.
What about the insides of our body? We don't learn
that,
do we?
Are
we
going to learn about that?
We might.
Oh.
Okay, then that's my answer to your question. I mean, to my own question, so... Okay, Caitlin, what do you hope to learn?
Caitlin. I want to learn about the knee and everything about it because I have a bad knee. And yeah, no, it's because it's interesting because I have a bad knee and I just think, like, I wonder, like, what's wrong? I haven't gone to the doctor yet because doctors are expensive and my mom doesn't have the money. But I think it's because I have extra fluid in my knee. I've been told that before, and I think that is what it is. But I want to learn how, like, how is that possible, or, and, like, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
All right, so we should get to the knee, and hopefully before spring break, we'll get to the knee, and then we'll learn about all that stuff. And you can do all the rehab and...
For my knee?
Yeah. But we can go through all that.
Oh, that's scary.
That's the best way to do it, is if you have a need, then that's how you learn. That's why a lot of people get into the sports medicine field is because
of an injury. That's another reason why I'm in this class.
All right, very cool. All right, Leslie, pick one more person for your question, then we'll move to the next.
Karen.
I would say hopefully that I learn, like, all your bones. Well, not all of them, but your main ones.
We already learned that.
I know, but like, like more. I don't know.
Awkward.
More detail. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Like,
that's
I don't know all
hey,
of them.
That's her answer. All right. So I'm going to start over here. I'm going to start with you, Leslie. Outside of the classroom, outside of right here, sitting inside of these four walls and these makeshift walls that we're sitting in right now. How is this course going to help you outside of this classroom?
How is it going to help me? Well, because what if somebody's choking in front of me? What am I going to do? Just stare at them? I already know what to do, you know?
All right.
CPR.
So practice. CPR, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, what if somebody's having a seizure and then, see?
All right. Good.
It benefits me.
Good, good, good. All right, anybody have a different answer? CPR is probably going to be one of the most common ones. Kaylin, what we just talked about, your knee.
Yeah. No, that's not just it. Oh, because my mom does roller derby, and it's cool because, like, whenever someone falls, like, oh my goodness, the other day, this girl, she, like, well, like, you know, you wear wrist guards, you wear knee pads, and all that good stuff, but she fell on her wrist really wrong, and it looked really nasty, like, and everyone stopped, you know, and my mom was like, Kaylin, come here, because she knows I'm taking the class, and she thinks it's cool. And then, like, it looked like it was in, like, this was so far in. And I didn't know if, because, I mean, she was kind of chunky, so I didn't know if that's just how her wrist were or what. But the other one didn't look like that, and I was like, you should probably go to the hospital. And she, at first, she was so calm, and my mom was freaking out. I was like, Mom, you need to calm down, because you're going to make her freak out. And then she was like, but Kaylin, what if she's on her way to the hospital, and she just starts, like, freaking out? She starts realizing that, like, something's really wrong, because you may be calm at first and then freak out. But no, she shattered it.
Did
and
she?
I just, yeah, she shattered it. And I thought it was cool because, well, it's not cool that she shattered it. That kind of sucks. But I thought it was cool because I, like, got to see what it looked like. And, like, it was nasty.
All right, so before we move on from that, that is really cool because one of the things you said is the other one didn't look like that.
It didn't.
So anytime you're looking at an injury, you always look at that person's other side. Because if my wrist isn't going to look like your wrist, which isn't going to look like Lorena's wrist, they're going to have the same general function, but... You can't compare, oh, it doesn't look just like my wrist. There's something wrong with yours. No, look at your other wrist.
It was like it wasn't swollen. Like, I mean, it was swollen, like, right here, but right where the bone is at, it looked like it was in, and I was just like, ew, gross, get away. No, I didn't tell her to get away. But
so
I
did y'all splint it or anything?
No, because I didn't have anything with me. I was just like, whoa. But she put ice on it on her way, that, like, for a little bit she did, and then I was like, well, it's going to get numb. And so she got numb, and then she I don't think she kept the ice with her. And she drove herself, but we told her that we could drive her because my mom thought she was just going to have, like, one of them, like, freak attacks. Because people do, like, they don't realize anything until, like, they really start to realize it. And then, yeah, so she shattered it, though. So I don't know. It looked really nasty. It looked like a real tight bracelet was on her. And then she took it off, and it was, like a real skinny person. Like you're sucking in, and you can see your ribs. It was like that. Like, you can see from here, over here, it looked all swollen right here. I was like, where'd you hurt yourself? It was kind of weird. But, so now I might know what a shattered wrist looks like.
Yeah. And that's a good way to learn. It's really the best way to learn is by experiencing it. But, okay, so it is just about time. Don't move, because every time you guys stand up or set your headphones down, it makes noise. So don't move until we're done. All right, so that's where we're going to have to end it. Some of the things that we plan to do that we've learned so far, like they said, the anatomical model is using food. We might try and design a training room. We're going to do the budget because we'll have to do inventory and all that stuff later, so the kids will get to see the expenses and the prices.
Do you have to do math?
Well, you have to be able to enter stuff on the computer. The computer will do the math for you.
All right,
so again, don't move yet. I want to thank you guys for taking part in this, for doing such a great job. You do a great job each week with all these podcasts, and then the more we learn, the more we do these, the better you guys will get at asking your own questions or restating the question. If you want to, let's see, are you ready? Are you down? Go down to the contact us part.
What?
Go ahead and scroll down to the contact us part. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you would like to contact us, you can check out our website at www.pasadenaisd.org/athletic-training. And on there, there's lots of different stuff or a form that says contact us. Then there's the stuff, the links to all of our things that Leslie's about to tell you about.
Follow us on Twitter, PHS Sports Medicine.
Nope, PHS Sports Med.
Oh, PHS Sports Med. Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training. Google+ PHS Athletic Training. Office phone 713-740-0310, extension 01312.
Also, I haven't mentioned in a long time, there is the app on Android if you want to just download that, an easy way to listen to the podcast. And still keeping up to date, so I can just go ahead and still mention it. So for, are you guys ready? We're going to go around the horn fast.
Yes.
So for Jeremy,
Susie,
Leslie,
Lorena,
Daisy,
Karen,
Caitlin,
Priscilla,
and the other sports medicine kids, that's a wrap.